Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
The party's on. Congratulations on getting through your 9 to 5. Thanks so much for listening. It's The Drive. Why don't we just not play whatever music we want to play all the time? Like, I don't. Why are we only doing it at 2 and 5? Like, why can't we just play whatever music we want all the time and just live with the consequences of it? I just resigned, so I'm not really worried about them firing me or anything. Like, I feel pretty good when it comes to job security at this time. I feel pretty good for a long period of time when it comes to that. We can just play whatever we want now, right?
I mean, one of us has that sort of security. The other person is me.
I mean, I got a little pull around here. I'm not going to let him do you like that. You know what I mean? I got a little pull. I'm not going to let him do you like that.
Rob was playing Christmas music. Hold on, I got him. I got this.
I'm not going to let him do you like that. You know what I mean? I wouldn't let him do you like that. I don't really know all what we have coming up in the 5 o'clock hour because it can go in so many different ways. Like, I didn't know that we were going to learn so much about bowling alley burgers in the last segment. I had absolutely no clue. I've never wanted to go to Liberty Bowling Alley for a cheeseburger, and now I really want to go. Like, Rob and I are trying to make plans now of when we're going to go to Liberty Bowling to try a cheeseburger. Like, that's part of our plan now and our itinerary over the next week or so of if we're going to go to Liberty Bowling Alley or not for a cheeseburger. So I don't really know what the next hour is going to be. But I promise you and assure you that we will have a great time figuring it out together. What I would like to do first, though, is get to the hits.
Okay, now, from the beginning.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Check it out.
The top stories of the day, every day at 5 o'clock. The hits.
Cue it up.
One.
Let's go.
Well, the hits are brought to you every day by our friends over at Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio repair since 1967. Well, the biggest story in sports, the Chiefs coming off the bye in Kansas City and across the nation, is Brian Kelly last night sent shockwaves through the college football world as he announced he was leaving Notre Dame to head to LSU.
He then met with his team for
11 whole minutes.
Time out. No one is surprised. No one is surprised that Brian Kelly went Brian Kelly. Like, tomorrow, if you heard a story that said Tiger Woods cheated on fiance, would you be like, oh my God, Tiger, no! How could you do this? No! You know what Tiger Woods likes to do? Dabble in some on the side. You know what Brian Kelly likes to do? Leave teams high and dry. What the most disrespectful of all of this is, number one, don't break up with me via text, my guy. If you guys saw this, he sent a GroupMe message to the young boys and told them that we're leaving. And then this morning, it is reported they had a 2-minute meeting and no questions were asked. Bro, if you got to do that, just tell me I got a once-in-a-lifetime bag from LSU and I couldn't pass it up. He signed a 9-year, $95 million contract. You don't got to justify to me why you took said deal. You don't got to justify to me why you accepted $95 million guarantee, yo. You guys see this? You guys see what my every 2-week paycheck looked like? I wasn't saying no to that amount of money. You know what's happened in college football? The money has gotten too big. Bill Snyder would not have stayed at K-State for as long as he did with how much money is being thrown around in the sport right now. Tom Osborne would have left. You know what's really hard to do? It's stay at one place when the world is being offered to you in better and more luxurious places. South Bend, Indiana is a great place. You know what it's not? Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I've been to Norman, Oklahoma. Norman is a fantastic small college town. You know what Norman, Oklahoma is not? Los Angeles, California. That, yes, you're rich in Norman. You make a fantastic living. You know what's even better? You know what's even better? Being rich in Los Angeles, California. That might be the best place to be rich in America, is in Los Angeles, California. It might. So I get it.
Two.
Well, the top NFL story of the day is the AFC continues to be a jumbled mess. As we mentioned yesterday, there are 11 teams that are 500 or better, including your Kansas City Chiefs. But Carrington, do you believe football is actually pretty simple? And the fact that so many of these teams are good is based on the fact that quarterback play across the league has been spotty at best.
Absolutely. I mean, look at Buffalo. Has Buffalo taken the step forward that we thought they were going to take? Buffalo was, I think, the clear second-best team in the AFC last year behind the Kansas City Chiefs. They retained mostly everybody. I think they made some key additions this offseason. Why is Buffalo not taking a step forward? Josh Allen hasn't taken a step forward. The Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, is not playing incredibly well. He has 12 touchdown passes and 10 interceptions. Now, he's giving you great production in the running game, but we've always known that. He has not developed as a passer. The Ravens haven't developed, but they have a big asterisk with all the injuries that they have on their team. Tennessee, their quarterback hasn't progressed, also tied to some of the injuries. It's not a huge shock to me that the teams that have taken the biggest jumps this year in the AFC are all teams that have improved at the quarterback position. Cincinnati is taking a big step forward. Burrow looks to be the truth. Denver is better and more stable at quarterback this year. They're in the hunt for a wild card spot. New England has improved at the quarterback position. Last year, they got bottom three play at the position. Now look at where they sit right now with Mac Jones. They have a chance to win their division. Sometimes football is very, very simple. If you can improve the one thing, it improves almost everything else with your roster.
Three.
Well, the inverse of improved quarterback play is terrible quarterback play, and the Chiefs are playing a team this week that has had some bad times at quarterbacks over the couple of years. Earlier today, Josh Dover of Altitude 950 was on the show, and he explained that Denver is caught in quarterback purgatory.
George Payton already has a short list of coaches that he would like to talk to, and every single coach on that short list, at least what I've been told, has a relationship or has had a relationship with Russell Wilson. So that's kind of where their target is if this doesn't go well into the playoffs. And like I said, I still believe even if you sneak in as a wild card and get beat up in weekend one, I still think they're looking for Russell Wilson and a coach to replace Fangio that has a relationship with Russ.
C-Dot, considering the Broncos are at 500 or better and the first place on the line this weekend with Teddy Bridgewater / Drew Lock, are you surprised the Broncos are still looking to make a move in the offseason at quarterback?
Turn the music down a little bit and let's talk about the Broncos just a little bit. I think what the Broncos are doing is holding out for hope of something that seems really improbable of happening. Now, this is just based off one conversation with Josh Dover, right? Like, I'm not going to take his word as gospel. But I would say the Broncos have shown an improvement and taken a step forward. And I would say that they have validated the opinion of a lot of people like myself that like their roster from players 2 through 53, but don't necessarily like their quarterback situation. Drew Lock was a turnover machine and didn't really give you a chance to win. Teddy Bridgewater isn't a turnover machine, but has a relatively low ceiling. If the Broncos could find a way to elevate their quarterback play, it would put them in a much more favorable standing, yet they haven't. But it seems like the Broncos' plan is almost the exact same plan that they had a decade ago. We just need to be good enough to attract big-name ex-free agent quarterback. Is that not the plan that they had for Peyton Manning? Hey, we got everything in place, Peyton. Come here and play with us. It worked out a decade ago, 12 years ago, however long ago it was now. But it seems like the Broncos' plan for this offseason is to put all their chips in the middle of the field to hope that Watson waives his no-trade clause to go play for the Broncos, or that Russell Wilson waives his no-trade clause to go play for the Broncos, or they can convince Aaron Rodgers that this is the place that he wants to go to, I guess. But if that's what you're banking on to be the foundation and savior of your franchise, I would say that you've made a really bad bet, and it's probably not going to work out how you want it to. If I'm Denver, I'm much more realistic. A, I would have just drafted Justin Fields this offseason, but you can't go back and do that. You know who would make a lot of sense for the Broncos? Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo would make a lot of sense, and I think would be an improvement for the Denver Broncos at the quarterback position. I would say right now that the Broncos are kind of in quarterback purgatory. They're not going to be bad enough to select in the top 10 this year. I would say this season, there doesn't appear to be the quarterback prospect that you necessarily want either. Rob, who's the best NFL prospect right now at quarterback?
Good Lord, that's a great question.
I don't know if there is a definitive one. I would say it's probably that kid from Pittsburgh. It's probably the best. The name escapes me.
Maybe the guy in Nevada?
If that's who you think is a top 10 pick, this is a bad quarterback class. So you had a chance to draft a quarterback in a good quarterback class. You said no. And now you still need a quarterback in a year in which there isn't going to be that marquee name, or it's not going to be an abundance of first-round pick quarterbacks. The Broncos are stuck. The Broncos, ever since Peyton Manning became washed, have misevaluated the quarterback position at almost every stop. I would say, though, I don't even think that the drafting of Drew Lock was bad. I think they liked him in the first round. They realized that they could keep pushing things back and pushing things back and pushing things back. And they eventually got him in the second round. Now, I don't really like how they developed Drew Lock, and I don't think they did a really good job in sort of cultivating an environment in which he could be successful with. But drafting a quarterback in the second round, it not working out, does not set your franchise back. The Broncos now need to make a definitive decision. The Chiefs know who their quarterback is. The Chargers know who their quarterback is. I think the Raiders feel good with who their quarterback is. I don't think that Derek Carr is the problem for the Raiders. Is he the solution for the Raiders? That's a different question for a different day. I don't think that Derek Carr, though, is the problem for the team. I think that the Broncos just haven't given themselves a lot of upward mobility in a very competitive AFC if they're going to have the 11th best quarterback in the conference. Like, if we made a list right now and I asked you to list all 16 starting quarterbacks in the NFL and then tell me where you think the Broncos quarterback ranks, they're probably, what, 11th, 12th? They're towards the bottom of the conference. It's just really hard to grab one of those seven playoff spots if that's where you currently sit.
Four.
Well, as part of this crazy coaching carousel and in connection with the NFL, one name that keeps popping up for Oklahoma is one Cliff Kingsbury, the former coach of Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech. Carrington, can you explain to me how the current Cardinals coach and former Tech star is coming up in conversation for the Oklahoma job?
I have absolutely no clue. I don't understand it. You keep the music up. Has Cliff Kingsbury ever done anything to suggest to us that he's a good football coach? Ever? Anything? Did he do something in college that I just didn't see? Has he done something so great in Arizona that now he's just the hottest thing since sliced bread? Have you seen it, Rob? Has he coached some games that I've just missed? I've never understood the infatuation with Cliff Kingsbury. I've never understood it. At this point, we need to start keeping a running tally of all the people that Patrick Mahomes has made millionaires. Like, Bill Belichick has a crazy list. Brady has a crazy list. Ray Lewis. Remember where basically if you were associated with that Ravens defense, you just got... The only reason we know who Brian Billick is because of Ray Lewis. We would not know who Brian Billick is without Ray Lewis. Patrick Mahomes needs to start keeping a list of people I've made millionaires. Albert Wilson, Albert Wilson should be buying Sterling a birthday and a Christmas gift every year she's alive. She should be in Albert Wilson's will whenever Albert Wilson passes away. Albert Wilson should pay for Sterling's college education because he's made that money 10 times over whatever money he's going to give her as a college gift. Eric Bieniemy is going to be a head coach somewhere. I don't know where. He'll be a head coach somewhere. Thank Patrick. Cliff Kingsbury. He should be buying Brittany the nicest bottle of wine every Christmas. He is a millionaire because he knows Patrick Mahomes. Because he was around Patrick Mahomes. He has done nothing else in his coaching career. Now he can get any job he wants in college football, even though he was a mediocre college coach and he's had 2 months of good coaching in the NFL. Cliff Kingsbury's been a good coach for 2 months in the league, and he's a hot, desirable commodity.
Chris Collin going to get a raise? Going to get a little kiss somewhere?
Make it make sense to me. Chris Conley. Chris Conley also is on this list. Chris Conley, 100%. He should be doing all the TikToks in the world with Jackson Mahomes. Nonstop. He's probably the one holding the camera in these videos. Chris Conley is a millionaire because he's been around Patrick Mahomes. 100%. Mike Kafka. Mike Kafka will be a starting coach in the NFL because he knows Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying he's good or bad. I'm just saying is Mike Kafka could probably go be an offensive coordinator for any team in the NFL because he's around Patrick. Because he's around Patrick. He's just there. There's probably some other people I'm missing.
I'm just sitting back here thinking. Do like Blake Bell and co count? They got nice contracts.
Nah, they don't count.
Oh, I'm just curious.
They don't count.
I went to the line.
They don't count.
Someone in the text line says Garrett Dieter.
They don't count. Dieter don't count. Dieter ain't a millionaire. Dieter ain't touched a million. Now, it's fair to say Dieter wouldn't be in the league without Pat. It's fair to say that. It's fair to say he wouldn't be in the league.
DeMarcus Robinson?
It's fair to say that. Nah, I don't know. I don't think so. I'm not ready to put him on that list.
He keeps getting re-signed for one reason.
I'm not ready to put him on that list, bro. You all know the list. There are some people that are undeniable on that list. And don't worry. Pat will keep making people on that list. I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is only a first-round pick because of Patrick Mahomes. He made Clyde Edwards-Helaire money. Clyde Edwards-Helaire probably should have been drafted mid-second round.
Does Chris Ballard count?
Veach.
Veach. Matt Nagy?
Oh, yeah, Nagy, yeah. Nagy, definitely. Nagy's never coached Mahomes. He just FaceTimed with them one time, and look at it. Just money fell from the sky. Can I get a hot tub? That's what happened to Matt Nagy.
He was in the room when they picked him. Hero.
He was around. Yeah, no, he was around. He was around. All right, I want to play this audio for you guys really quickly. So earlier today, we did a whip around with the other three teams in the AFC West. So to update you guys on the standings, maybe you missed it because, you know, we had a busy weekend here. The Chiefs are 7-4. The other three teams in the AFC West are 6-5. So we talked to Denver, Las Vegas, and Los Angeles. This is what the Chargers beat writer had to say. And no, I am not the beat writer for the Chargers. Text line, leave me alone.
I'm taking the under. I mean, I've been on 9-8 since April, since the draft, and since I looked at this roster. There's just too many roster holes here to look at this team and say, okay, they're going to be a 10, 11 win team, especially with what they're dealing with up front offensively on the offensive line right now. This game against Cincinnati is the season. Like, they have to go into Cincinnati and win this game. If they don't, they're 6-6.
I feel very hoodwinked and led astray by the Los Angeles Chargers. And I know what some of you are probably thinking. Carrington, how did you not see this coming? They started off the season 4-1. I mean, they had a really impressive stretch. They won at Kansas City. They beat the Raiders by double digits. And they beat the Cleveland Browns. There was reasons to buy in and believe in the Los Angeles Chargers. I didn't just invent this. I didn't just make it come out of thin air. There was a real tangible reason to believe in the Chargers. And Rob, the moment I put my faith and belief in the Chargers, it started to fall and crumble apart. Now I'm looking at their remaining six games. These are the last six games for the Bengals. For the Chargers. At Cincy, home against the Giants. Thursday night against the Chiefs. At Houston, home against the Broncos. On the road against the Raiders. If you don't win 10 games with that schedule, you should be fired as a head coach if you're Brandon Staley. They're not going to do it. But how can you not win double-digit games when you got off to a 4-1 start? There's an extra game this year. And you are the clear second-best team in your division. The rest of you guys saw this, didn't you? And you were just laughing at me. You know how, like, you're in a room and you know there's like one chair that's a little bit wobbly and everybody in the room knows not to sit in that chair. And then somebody walks in and you can all see that they're about to sit in that chair, but nobody warns them like, hey, the leg's kind of messed up. Don't sit there. And then you let the person sit there. And then the chair breaks and everybody laughs at the person. It's like a hearty, hearty, hard laugh. That's what I feel like you guys let me do with the Chargers. Why didn't you guys stop me? The person paid to cover them doesn't even believe in the team anymore. They're not getting a 10. If you're not getting a 10 wins in the AFC, you're done. It's that simple. You're done. There is no path to the playoffs for you this year if you don't get the 10. It's way too competitive. To give you an example of what I mean by how competitive the AFC is, the best record right now in the AFC is Baltimore at 8-3. 8-3 is first place in the AFC right now. 12th place is 6-6. That's 12th place right now in the AFC is 6-6. You would have to think, just based on where we are right now, Rob, there's six teams in the AFC that have seven or more wins. Buffalo, Cincy, and Kansas City are all 7-4. Tennessee and New England are 8-4. Baltimore is 8-3. Is it a pretty safe bet that all three of those teams are going to win 10 games? Or all six of those teams are going to win 10 games? All six of those teams are going to win 10.
Yeah, 10 is probably the basement for those teams. Yeah.
The basement, the floor for all of those teams. That's six of the playoff spots that are locked up right there. And obviously, some of those teams are going to win more than that. I think Kansas City is going to win more than 10 games. I think New England's going to win more than 10 games. I don't know about Buffalo. I think Baltimore is going to win more than 10 games. But I'm just saying that's the floor, I think, for those six teams.
Wait. Did you say you don't think Buffalo is going to win 10 games?
I'm looking at their schedule right here. Listen to their remaining games. Patriots at Buccaneers, Panthers at Patriots, Falcons, Jets. I think they maybe just get to 10. I don't know if they're speeding past 10.
I don't know they're speeding past 10, but your Patriot love showed up a little bit back there. 10? They're getting to 10. The Jets are on their schedule.
I could 100% see this Bills team losing to either the Jets or the Falcons to end the season. They haven't shown that they can do that.
I've also seen
them. They lost 9-6 to the Jaguars.
I could also see them
You can't lock them in anything. You can't lock Buffalo in anything when you lose 9-6.
They also thumped the Chiefs. I could see them beating the Bucks because that's just who they are. I think they're safely in the 10 category. I just wanted to make sure I had heard that correctly.
That's perfectly fair. I'm down to talk about it. I don't think that Buffalo has shown us who they are aside from one good night against Kansas City. I think that's it. I think all of our hope around Buffalo is sort of centered around two things. What they did last year and thinking they can get back to where they were. One great night against Kansas City where they had their Super Bowl. Remember, I said it on the Monday after the game. I said Buffalo came out here with the energy that we hadn't seen before. Like, I hate this. Well, everybody gets, you know, if you're the top dog, you get everybody's best shot. We watch a lot of Chiefs games. We think that the Chiefs get everybody's best shot. I think they got Buffalo's. I think they got Buffalo's. Last year, I think they got the Raiders' best shot. But we've seen the Chiefs games. I don't think the Chiefs have gotten everybody's best shot. Buffalo came out here like they had built their entire season around doing one thing, and that was finally proving to themselves they can beat Kansas City. And since they made the decision to go for it on fourth down against Tennessee and they didn't get it, they've never really recovered. They've never really recovered off of that decision.
That's fair. Ever since that fourth down conversion that went awry, they have been reeling. That's fair.
I mean, they played average against the Dolphins. They lost to the Jaguars. They beat the Jets, but I mean, come on now. They're the Jets.
I mean,
they got smoked by the Colts. And a big reason why I think New England's going to beat them is if you look at the teams that really give Buffalo troubles, it's teams that can run the ball very effectively. I know you hate running backs, but why did Indianapolis beat them the way that they did? They ran the ball really effectively. You know what New England's going to do on Monday night? Run the ball super effectively against Buffalo. I'm taking New England outright in that game. I don't care if it's on the road. I think New England's beating them on Monday night.
You're all in on that Patriot team.
Super all in.
All the way in.
This is what happened.
This is exactly what happened to the Chargers. This is the Chargers with Mac Jones. They can run the ball, and they have Mac Jones in a defense. You were doing the same thing with Justin Herbert.
I was going to tell you that. For a little bit there, I was kind of chopping it up with the Chargers. The Chargers ain't giving me the proper attention, so I've transferred that love from the Chargers to the Patriots. I've transferred the love. So, yeah, I'm riding with New England now. So what? I'm riding with Bill Belichick, not Brandon Staley. I'll take Bill. You can have the Brandon. Mac Attack. I'm about to give you a shirt that says Mac Attack.
So I make sure everyone remembers this. You called him Ken Dorsey in college.
And why now you're bringing up old stuff? Why,
it I don't seems understand. Relevant.
Like, what's the purpose of bringing up old stuff? I don't ever do this to you. I don't ever bring up old stuff to you. This is very unfair. This is very selective what you're doing. Coming up on the other side, I have a question to ask you guys about the Broncos. We'll get to it next. Stick around. It's a drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
All right, text line. I had a question to ask you about the Broncos, but I need to address something on the text line. Have I been a bandwagon jumper in the NFL this season? Sure. I won't deny that. It's been tough this year. It's been tough to ride with anybody consistently because nobody's consistent. But I'm no different than many of you. Text line. You know we keep these old texts. Don't make me go back to that week against the Titans. Don't make me go back to those weeks against the Bills. Some of you were suggesting benching Mahomes. Some of you were suggesting that Andy didn't have it anymore. Spags would have been fired. We've all been reactionary this NFL season. I'm not the only culprit. I'm just like you guys. Watch these games. I breathe in the results. But I'm not going to let the text line ride on me, Rob, like the text line has been constant on the Chiefs all year. Stop it. You guys have been riding bandwagons too. I just been the only one attaching myself to other teams. I'm on. Well, I can't say that I'm on Kansas City's bandwagon because you guys said I'm not allowed back on. I like the Patriots, though. I wouldn't pick the Patriots to beat the Chiefs, though. Like tomorrow, if they played the Chiefs, I'd pick the Chiefs to win the game because I don't think they're good enough at quarterback. But text line, there are not many of you who have been constant on the Chiefs. Rob, you here every day. I'm here every day. I'm not going to be the only one holding this bandwagon moniker. It got so bad, X Factor started picking new teams to cheer for. You know that lady who has the little Rock'em Sock'em robots? The little finger puppets that fight each other? She was considering changing teams. I saw her wearing a Jake Plummer jersey 2 weeks ago. I'm not the only one that's going to be wearing this bandwagon moniker here. If I'm a bandwagon fan, everybody listening is a bandwagon fan. I don't make up the rules. But you guys were not steady on the Chiefs as you guys are trying to play this revisionist history now. You guys were very reactionary to the Chiefs when they were playing poorly. Text line. You got my back on this, Rob?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay, thanks. That's all I needed, man.
I was here after the Titan game when people
were like, y'all was wilding.
Text line was saying, just tank, get those picks, fire Veach and get a GM who can make a first-round pick. I saw those texts. They existed.
Yeah, y'all was wilding.
I was here when
I'm the only bad guy.
You got accused of being, quote, nice with Mahomes after the loss. Why are you so soft on him?
I wanted you to crucify that man. So chill out, buddy. Coming up in a little bit, we'll get to the extra point. I do have a question. Let's get back on the same team. All right. It's like sometimes families fall out, you know, but no one wins when the family feuds. That's what I've learned. Rob, who do you think is the NFC equivalent to the Broncos? I'm going to give you my team. I think Carolina is the NFC version of the Broncos. I'm a firm believer that every AFC team has their NFC equivalent. For example, the Chargers, their NFC equivalent is the Cowboys. They are the same team. You know that Spider-Man gif where they're pointing at each other? That's the Chargers and the Cowboys staring each other in the face. Have all the talent in the world, haven't won anything in 15 or 20 years. They're the same organization. I think the Broncos' NFC equivalent is the Panthers. I think the Panthers are good defensively, are held back and limited from their quarterback position. I think they have good skill position players. They have good skill position players. And they're just in a really tough division where if you have the worst quarterback in your division, it's just going to be really difficult for you to actually win your division because your margin of error is just razor thin. I think the NFC equivalent of the Broncos is the Carolina Panthers.
It's not bad. I don't hate that. I think I disagree. I would take the Washington football team, and here's why. When you look at the Broncos, I know Chiefs fans hate to hear it, they are a proud franchise with multiple Super Bowls. For a segment of our listenership, age-wise, Washington was that too. They have a head coach in the Hall of Fame. Broncos have that too. They were, for better or worse, different reasons, having struggles at owner. The Washington one's a sicko, Denver one passed, and it's become a problem with the family trust. And because of that, they've fallen on hard times. The hard times are eased up a little bit by being 6-6, 7-4-ish, which is good enough to maybe backdoor into the 7 seed, which Washington is right now in the NFC, and Denver could easily be in the AFC if some things break right. But being 7-4 or 6-6 and getting in the playoffs at 9-8 or 10-7 and then getting shellacked in week one of the playoffs with Taylor Heineke or Teddy Bridgewater, your quarterback, is a sign that you're actually going nowhere and you're stuck. So I think the Broncos' NFC equivalent is the Washington football team. The one major difference I'd have in my equivalent is that I think Ron Rivera is a good coach. I think Vic Fangio is an idiot. That's the one difference in my analogy, but I do think that's the closest comparison on the NFC.
I think that's fair. I think all three teams are sort of in almost the exact same boat where there's not a clear path for you to go get your quarterback. Like, Taylor Heinicke is a high-priced backup, and I don't mean that negatively, but you're not winning anything of consequence if Taylor Heinicke is your quarterback, and he's probably best suited where if your starting quarterback goes out for 4 weeks or needs to go on the IR, you think you can go 2-1 with Taylor Heinicke in a backup role on a more talented team. That's probably where Taylor Heinicke is set up. They tried it with Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's 37 years old. The injury bug happened. I never really liked that fit from the very beginning, but I understood why they felt like they needed a veteran quarterback to go with Taylor Heinicke. I think all three of those teams are sort of in almost the exact same spot. We have a veteran quarterback right now in place. We know that's not our quarterback of the future, but that quarterback is good enough where we're not abysmal. Carolina's not terrible. They're not good. They're not terrible. Washington is in the perfect division. If you put Washington in any other division in the NFL, you can probably subtract two losses. Denver, not terrible by any means. Good 2-53. I actually don't think Vic Fangio is a bad coach. I don't know how good of a coach he is. I don't really know if Fangio is a bad coach. Fangio has just... look at the quarterbacks that he's gotten since he's been there. Like, what are you supposed to win of consequence if those are the quarterbacks? So we played this game earlier today, if you missed it. It was, there have been 22 guys who have started since Elway retired. How many can you name in 30 seconds? The last seven quarterbacks to start for the Broncos are Teddy Bridgewater, Brett Rippon, Jeff Driskel, Brandon Allen, Drew Locke, Flacco, and Kendall Hinton. We can even go back to the last 10. Case Keenum, Paxton Lynch, Trevor Siemian. How do you win anything of consequence if those are the last 10 guys that have started for your organization? What are you winning? What are you winning other than the 9th overall pick? You're not winning anything if those are the last 10 guys that have thrown passes for you. It explains why you are what you are. You're a team that's ceiling is 9 wins. That's the absolute, and everything has to break right. So when we had
selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Josh Dover on earlier, and he's saying that it's playoff or bust with Vic Fangio. Then you should have fired Vic Fangio at the beginning of the season. You weren't making the playoffs. You weren't making the playoffs this season. If that was the expectation that you put on your head coach, then fire him at week 12 and give yourself a five-week heads up to go get the coach that you really want, and you can start the interview process before everybody else. But it can't be playoff or bust with the Broncos when you went into the season and your two options at quarterback were Teddy Bridgewater or Drew Locke. Teddy Bridgewater's not your ultimatum quarterback, neither is Drew Locke. So I just don't know if Vic Fangio has been placed in a position where you can have the utmost success. Coming up, we'll get to the extra point next. Keep it locked in. It's The Drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6. You're listening to The Drive. Now CDOT's got one extra point.
I actually got like four extra points. There's a lot happening. Number one, watch the NBA tonight. The two best teams in the league are playing today. The Phoenix Suns are playing the Golden State Warriors. Watch the NBA tonight. So the NBA moved inside the NBA from Thursday nights, what it has typically been, because they were taking a bath to Thursday night football and have now moved their marquee games to Tuesday. Watch the NBA tonight. The NBA is such a better product than it was just even last year. Now that they've got the insurance fraud of fouls out of the game the way that it used to be, it's such a better product now. That would be my number one extra point for the day, and I would encourage you to watch Suns and Golden State later today on TNT. That's what I will be doing. Number two, Rob, who's your energy provider? Are you an Evergy guy? I know you don't live in the Missouri side. Are you Evergy? Are you somebody else?
I mean, seriously, is there another option? I'm Evergy because I thought everyone had to be Evergy. Isn't it like a monopoly?
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know if everybody listening right now has Evergy. I imagine some people don't have Evergy.
Lucky.
I just wasn't sure.
I have Evergy.
Do you get their emails constantly about what your weekly and daily usage is when it comes to energy?
Compared to last year? Yeah. With the
little
bar graphs?
Compared to last week. I'm serious. Am I the only one that gets this? I get an email every single week from these individuals that says your energy usage either went up or went down. And then they give you like a detailed message on it. So my energy went up 30%, which makes sense. I was home way more this week than I normally was because I was sick. So I was at home more. So it makes sense that I use more energy this week. They send you these emails, but then when you save like a dollar or so, they really make you feel like you really helped the environment by saving that dollar on energy. They really make you feel like you did your one thing, like you did your part.
I get the year-to-year ones, and my year-to-year ones do make me feel good because, as you recall, last year around this time, I had the Rona. So I was stuck at home just gobbling up energy. This year, I'm like back to like a normal life. And it's like, Evergy love to tell me, hey, you're out and about more. You're saving energy. Good job. Hey, you're welcome, Evergy. I'm here for you.
I'm sitting here looking at their tips. Their tip is set your thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. I mean, it'd be cold sometimes at 68 degrees, man. It'd be cold. Am I the only one? I can't be the only one that wears that badge of honor to see how long you can go without turning on the heat. I mean, there's going to come that time where you chicken out and you got to do it. It's December. It's 12 degrees outside. You tried to blanket it enough, but you just can't do it anymore. You can't do it. You got to turn the heat on. I feel good. I've been able to fight it. I've been able to fight it for most of the year. I don't think I've turned the heat on yet. Maybe I haven't. I just don't remember. But I've been able to fight it. Have you been able to fight it, Rob? It hasn't gotten that cold yet.
I've mostly fought it off. We had that weird day where it was like 42 or whatever, where I broke down. But other than that, I've fought the good fight.
You broke down?
I mean, there was one day I broke down.
You broke down. You're weak. You're weak.
I'm not a consistent abuser, though. I've tried to then reset.
You're weak is what you did. You're weak.
I think it was like the Monday after Halloween. The high was like 42. Couldn't do it.
No, that happens.
And I handle the cold better than you.
Oh, I hate the cold. You know me. I hate the cold. But most of the time, though, I wrap up in my blanket and I walk around like I'm Magneto. You know how Magneto has that long cape? That's how I just walk around the house. I just walk around like I'm Magneto. And I feel like I'm doing my part. I'm not using the heat. It's not costing me any money. The blanket, I'm not that cold. That's kind of what I've turned into. I have another extra point I would like to make. Rob, you know how like sometimes you and another person, like you just like have some variation of the same conversation? We've had this conversation before, but I still want to talk about it. So I watched 40-Year-Old Virgin last night. I just hadn't seen it in a really long time. Are we just never going to get a comedy like that ever again? Like, never? Ever. They're just done. We're never going to get a comedy like that again. Like, the scene with Seth Rogen and Paul Rudd, and they're just going back and forth with each other while they're playing Mortal Kombat. You know what they say if you've seen the movie before. Is so funny to me. It's so funny to me. And I just was sitting there, and at the end of the movie, I was like, this was a really enjoyable 2 hours of my day. This was a really enjoyable. Like, some of you spent that time watching Monday Night Football. I just watched 40-Year-Old Virgin. Why would I watch that football game? I'm not watching two non-playoff teams. I have no any interest in doing that.
First off, Washington's going to the playoffs.
They're not going to the playoffs.
I mean, they're in right now. If the playoffs start today, it'd be a huge story, but they'd be in.
But they just would just never get a comedy like that. And, like, who signed up for this?
In Bridesmaids, kind of like that, though, but just.
But this is the thing, though. Like, I understand. Like, I know what people are going to say. Like, oh, it's cancel culture. How is South Park still around then? Shouldn't South Park have been the number one thing that we wanted to cancel if this cancel culture thing was real? Right? It'd be South Park. They just made a South Park movie. They advertise it during NFL games. They advertise the South Park. There's Joe Buck promoting South Park on television. And we're just cool with that? If they can keep making South Park, they can keep making comedies, right? That's what South Park is a comedy, right?
I mean, if Louis C.K. can return to the stand-up stage.
He's performing at the Uptown in a month.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Spacey's in a movie.
He's performing in a month. I just want to know why we haven't, like, we're just never going to get a comedy like that again. There's just going to be no R-rated comedies ever again that we find are funny.
We get you know, sequels. I thought Horrible Bosses 2 was fine.
What was the last really good R-rated comedy?
It might be Horrible Bosses.
Yeah, it might be. And that came out, 6 years ago?
Bridesmaids?
Yeah, that might be the last really good R-rated comedy. I actually liked Neighbors.
Was that? Okay, yeah, Neighbors. I think Neighbors was funnier for us because of our age demo, though.
I liked, what was that movie? Blockers?
Yeah, Blockers.
Blockers was funny.
Uh-huh.
Blockers was funny. I think Blockers was R-rated.
I mean, I would imagine it was, yeah. Blockers was funny.
I thought Blockers was really funny.
I don't think it's on the same level as 40-Year-Old Virgin.
No,
I think it's
that.
Several notches down.
One thing we don't give 40-Year-Old Virgin enough credit for, just the amount of star power in that movie. Like, go back and watch 40-Year-Old Virgin. It's Steve Carell is in it. Seth Rogen's in it. Paul Rudd's in it. Kevin Hart is in it. Mindy Kaling is in it. Jane Lynch is in it.
Jonah Hill cameo.
Jonah Hill's in it. There's like 7 legitimate stars in that movie now. And we all saw him like in the very beginning. Everybody's career took that next step. What about the black dude though in 40-Year-Old Virgin? What happened to his career? He's the funniest dude in the movie.
He was on Weeds, the TV show, for a while.
He's so funny. Romany Malco, I believe that's his real name. So funny in that movie. You think it's his great Greek goddess. You got it on this pedestal. You use it in a derogatory term. I didn't. Your peripherals. Your peripherals.
Coming with a lot of big words. I'm going to take that as an insult.
That scene is so funny. That scene is so funny. Game night was okay. People text on us saying, what about game night? Game night was okay. It was fine. I don't really remember a whole lot about it. Was game night rated R? It was okay. All right, my time's up. I had a lot of fun today. Let's do this again tomorrow at the same time, all right? That work for you guys? All right, cool. I'll be here. See you guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.